This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Producing broadcasts and actually going out and shooting the videos and live reports and trying to manage the crew that I've not been the best at all the different platforms there are out there to make sure that our live feeds and our podcasts get out to folks. We already dominate to a great extent the internet, not just political news, but InfoWars all put together is one of the biggest media outlets in the world. But for me, it's not how big we are. It's how effective we are. And an example is Joe Rogan has one of the top five podcasts in the world. He's been doing it 7.5 years, 90 million downloads a month, 20 million on YouTube. That's 110 million. I was talking to him about it. If you count all the derivative stuff, 200 million people watch or listen to the podcast. Now, some people obviously don't see the whole thing, but 200 million people, that's a lot, okay? Now, InfoWars basically does the same thing or more, but I don't care. It's not about who has the biggest. I went on Joe's show, and I talked to him yesterday, and he said, yes, it's now the biggest ever. And he said he's been on iTunes for 7.5, 8 years since they started. He said it's never happened. They held it up for 1.5 days, and we're going to censor it till it was a backlash. And it's already shot up to the very top of the charts. And, of course, you know, there's hundreds of YouTube versions of it with 1.9 million, 300,000, 400,000, 200,000. 100. I mean, right now there's more than 10 million views of it. Conservatively, I just went and looked myself. And that was just spending a few minutes to look it up on YouTube. There's so many versions of it. But I counted 10 million views up just in an hour. And I didn't spend that much time doing the research, maybe 45 minutes. But the point is that I don't have time to do all this research. I go on there, it's number one ever. And he's had top rock stars, top movie stars, everybody on. Joe's a movie star, TV star, hosts the UFC, one of the top 10 comedians in the country. Sometimes he gives as many as 20,000 people to come hear him speak alone. He sells out the movie theater 5,000 every time he comes to Austin. He sells out 4 shows in a row at Cap City Comedy Club that holds like 2,000. The point is, he's a big, big celebrity. And my coming on the show is the biggest thing ever happened to it. The point is that I'm sitting there talking to my crew. We think about how iTunes has blocked us having our own podcast that's video. They won't accept our videos on there. We've gone through the process for years. They just kicked Breitbart off. That was in the news. And it's just, we just take it. Oh, you just kick us off because they will dominate it. We'll be number one. Just like we'll dominate everything else we do because we know what we're talking about. And we'll defeat the globalists. Just like Trump's dominating on every front and they want to censor him and shut him down and not let you hear what he really has to say or does. So later I'm going to play his weekly address and we're going to play his speeches here. We're going to focus on it because you know what? I've looked at what he's doing. And Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, said, you judge a tree by its fruits. He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen. It's unbelievable. You think I care about personality or Trump coming on the show or telling me he likes what I do? I could care less. Except he's the real deal. Then I do care. You understand? I tried to have them all. I had the Clintons try to recruit me. I had Bush try to recruit me. I've had the biggest radio networks try to recruit me. I was even put on all sorts of big stations at XM and then told, now, Alex, people are upset with what you're saying. You want to be taken off XM? And I said, I never even made a big deal of that. I said, yeah, I can't stop. A month later, I'm off. Just like I've been fired off radio stations. I mean, this is not about me, okay? It's about the mission. But I'm telling you, I've won all the Super Bowl rings in the radio world. Okay, this guy's looking for his 5th or 6th ring or whatever it is. I deserve 15, but I don't want the stinking rings. They're ridiculous. The point is, imagine winning every time being number one. And I'm not just number one. Look at Paul Watson. He's dominating. Does he get any attention? No, because they have to ignore the real victors.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
This is the heart of 1776.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWar, it's Alex Jones.
They are beating up white people.
Oh, my goodness. Poor white people. Please. Oh, my. Stop.
The Democratic Party is such a race-mongering KKK-style group now that you saw the new DNC chair who's been nominated. She said, I'm white, but I will keep white people down. I will shut them up. I'll make sure you, a people of color, get the privilege. That is literal KKK talk. Meanwhile, Trump, but inverted, is like, we're going to come together. Nothing can stop us. And they run around saying he's racist all day. While the Clintons sucked billions, $2 billion. This is confirmed. Even the Washington Post admits it. Kept 96-plus percent of the money in Haiti. We sent an aid mission there. And the people of Haiti, if you say the word Clinton, want to kill you. It's all on InfoWars.com. And so Roger Stone's really concerned about this because we've discovered what appears to be a Clinton mold inside the Trump White House that wants to basically take control of an initiative out to Haiti and certify the new Clinton viceroy or vice king or minion or puppet that's there. But I don't want to spend our whole 30 minutes we have or 25 minutes with Roger Stone on that. I want to just recap it. The Dr. Jerome Corsi article from Friday, the interview I did with Roger for the Nightly News, that's all up on InfoWars.com. But this is a big deal. I want to get into some of the other stuff, this ruling. You know, in fact, let's hit that first. Roger, we have this ruling, and we have one federal judge at the same level saying, you know, citing history, the law, the executive order. Of course the president can do this. Then you've got this other federal judge, this George W. Bush minion, this open borders guy, the Soros-style guy, saying, no, you can't. And then the Ninth Circuit, that's San Francisco, totally socialist, saying, we're going to wait till you file more information. Well, it's known powers of presidents to do this. So they're trying to make law from the bench preemptively, even though they know he's about to get his Supreme Court justices in. And then you see the open calls in another 15 newspapers a day. I mean, more than that, to kill Trump. This is clear insurrection. And then you have the deputy head of the Defense Department under Obama shopping in major newspapers, a coup d'etat. That's not free speech. This is open, organized rebellion against the elected president that the American people have because they're so desperate. Rogers?
No, Alex, I think you're absolutely right. The resistance to the election of President Trump continues. the many in the mainstream media and many in the government intend to pull out the stops in an attempt to smear Trump and remove him. Now, none of this has abated. It's as if the election never really took happen. It's as if their challenge of the Electoral College didn't fail. It's as if their recount wasn't essentially a worthless waste of time that ultimately increased the number of votes for Donald Trump. So the biggest problem, I think, right now, Alex, is the infighting within the Trump administration, where I think some aides to the president are disturbing the president with their leaks. Nixon would be rolling in his grave. Now,
And by the way, we know some of the names. We're trying to be nice here. We know about the dirty tricks behind the scenes. These people need to stop right now.
Well, this is a power game. And Steve Bannon is entirely focused on policy matters, where he is simpatico with the president of the United States. Steve Bannon is Trump's brain story, as planted by some who are not friends of Steve Bannon, is meant to hurt Bannon's standing with the president, making it look as if Bannon is taking credit for the president's accomplishments.
Sure, because the president has his agenda, his will, that is synced because they're both Americana guys. It doesn't mean one or the other, you know, is controlling the other. He picked him because he's so synced with him, or simpatico, as you said. And so they're busy spending all their time trying to run him out because they know he's the guy helping the president actually go vet and check and then put his agenda out, which we've already seen in beautiful lightning war fashion in the last 16 days.
That's exactly right. And you very clearly have now a Reince Priebus, regular Republican, never Trump faction, which is the larger faction because Priebus has sway and authority over the hiring of the White House staff. When the president gave him this authority, he gave him quite a bit. Now, there is grumbling among many of the original Trump people that a very, very small number of Trump supporters seems to be serving on the White House staff or even thus far in the administration. So that is a kind of a festering problem. In fairness, the president's only been in office for 2 weeks, and it's a little early to say. But I would point out to you, Alex, that when Jim Baker, who had managed George Bush's campaign, was hired by Ronald Reagan to be his White House chief of staff, the first thing Baker did to insulate himself from criticism is to go out to a large number of high-level Reagan alum from his gubernatorial days, from his campaigns, like Lynn Nofziger and others, and appoint them to visible positions in the administration.
That's right. Let me say it in layman terms here. Trump's super smart, has great guts, great instincts. I'm not second-guessing him. I marvel at what he's done. But he's brought in a disproportionate amount of his hardcore, never-Trump enemies, and they're surrounding him, and they're already doing weaselly stuff. They're already leaking, and the Republican establishment is already not backing him on this clear situation with protecting our sovereignty and from terrorists. And so Trump is a corporate guy who's used to taking over a company. And, you know, if he puts in the old leadership that was still doing a good job, they're still going to be for him because now he's just the owner. I think there may be some instinctual blind spots here because I know he thinks he's going to co-opt them for our agenda by being nice to them and still letting them have power. He doesn't understand that they joined the globalists because they have a twist of evil, a twist of Cain, and they've been promised even bigger things if they can kill the king, and that this is kind of a let's stab Julius Caesar to death here.
Well, I happen to know for a fact that both the New York Times and the Washington Post were granted access to Reince Priebus, Kellyanne Conway, and Steve Bannon on the record on Friday. And if you listen to all of them, we're one big happy family. There are no tensions. There is no jockeying for White House positions or government positions. That is, I understand, what they're supposed to say as good soldiers. And as I say, those who have leaked do a disservice to the president. So their fighting is not in the open. Their fighting is subterranean, as it were. But it is really hurting the president. Somebody leaked to the Washington Post last week that Trump was like a clueless child in a particular meeting. These are people who work for Trump. It's also not true, anybody who's met him.
So, well, sure, and I mean, Trump is so slick, it's unbelievable. But the point is, I'm going to come back and talk about this. We've got the bureaucrats, and I read this Friday, I made some calls, and so far I have three confirmed sources that the Pentagon believes that this Obama strike list that was given to Trump the day he visited the CIA, that Obama had the green light to strike, he knew they were Al-Qaeda, ISIS bases, and said, no, don't hit them, that they may have forwarded to the Saudi Arabians that strike list to set up our troops, to set up Trump.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I've admired Ron Paul and known him and been a friend, I guess, for 20 years. I've been interviewing him, 21 years. Maybe friends the last 10. But it's not the same as it is with Trump. Trump is so fire-breathing, so energetic, so cunning, so real, and he's having results so amazing that it just makes me be endeared to Trump. I'm ready to die for Trump at this point. And I'm already ready to die for America. It's the same feeling I have for America because he is America. You're America. It's the same way I get endeared to people I know that have fought hard and lost legs or arms for this country and just how hardworking and good they are. Now, compared to the average person who's lazy and doesn't care, I just feel humble to be around those type of people because I study policy. I'm a policy wonk. And I know that Trump and Bannon really know what's happening. They're really trying to cut taxes. They're really trying to get loans to small businesses. They're really trying to get us out of carbon taxes and Obamacare. And they're doing it. They're delivering. And it's so well thought out. It's so good. I've studied history. I've covered politics for 25 years, 21 on air. And I've never seen anything like this. This is bigger than 1776 if Trump can deliver. And then I see all the news. I've got articles today. Ha ha, there's tens of thousands of bureaucrats that are going to leak everything you're doing militarily and sabotage you. That's called treason. That's executionable. And then I saw that earlier in the week, and then I started seeing articles going, well, word is they leaked about that mission and the list because it was so effective. And, you know, Obama doesn't want Al-Qaeda and ISIS to get rolled up because Hillary and Saudi Arabia and all them were behind them. And then I made some phone calls. One of the calls hadn't come back yet, but I called others. And they said, yes, that's what's being looked at. They were ready for them when they got there. And we know Obama wouldn't green light these lists that the Navy SEALs and Special Operations and the Green Berets and the Delta Force wanted to go after. So that's what happened. And the CIA came to Trump and said, here's a list of a whole bunch of targets we've had for 6 months. Obama won't hit them because it's his real command bases. And Trump said, well, let's have meetings about it. They said, okay. And they said, hit them then. That's what you're saying. And then now moles in those very groups have now leaked the end of the list so that when our forces show up to take out the worst terrorists in the world, they're waiting for them. Roger, I'm going to hold a little bit in the next segment so you can finish up. We got about 6-7 minutes left here. But this is just such treasonous garbage to realize he's such a David versus Goliath. How could you not just be endeared by this? This is so epic.
Well, because, Alex, Washington never changes. And the same people who have been running things for 30 years like the status quo. The status quo works.
In fact, did they say Bay of Pigs was really to set up Kennedy and make him look bad?
Yeah. I mean, look, the CIA has a track record that is unenviable when it comes to truth-telling. They lied about torture in Iraq. They lied about Benghazi. They lied about Iran-Contra. They lied about Vietnam. They lied about the Kennedy assassination. That's what they do. They lie.
And that's why Brennan was so arrogant, outgoing, is they're going to bay of pigs the president trying to protect the country because they're allied with the GD Islamicist.
Meanwhile, Alex, the previous co-option of the Trump campaign or the Trump movement, I predict will come next in a series of fights over high-profile ambassadorships. Now, as you know, these ambassadorships have always had a political tint. Almost every president has appointed a major donor of theirs to the Class A embassies. So, for example, Nixon appointed Walter Annenberg, a media executive, a major donor to Richard Nixon, to the Court of St. James, the British ambassadorship. It was revealed this week in an incredible piece by Pamela Geller that Priebus is pushing a man by the name of Duke Buchan III, a Bush supporter, a Jeb Bush supporter, who only later comes to the fight in the general election, gives Trump $900,000. That $900,000 is reported on the Federal Election Commission sites and very briefly on Open Secrets, but then suddenly disappears. Mr. Buchan has a long history of federal investigations in the regulatory area. He has conflicts of interest pertaining to his participation in federal contracts. And last but not least, Mr. Buchan's partner in a hedge fund business is the is a high-ranking official in the Chinese Communist Party.
Whoa! So here's the bottom line: Trump's counting on his captains to bring him good people. He's good, but here's the second part of the story. I've seen him do this before. Correct me if I'm wrong. They're going to put bad people in, get the money, Trump won't know, and then burn him, saying he broke his promises. Remember Gingrich saying, don't worry, he's not going to drain the swamp. Don't worry, he's going to hire lobbyists. He's got a lifetime ban on them. So Trump's trying to deliver, but they're going to sabotage him, get the money for it, and then blame him.
Well, and the important thing to understand here is that Mr. Priebus is interested in rewarding the party donors as opposed to rewarding the Reagan donors.
And or the Trump donors.
Pardon me, the Trump donors. I misspoke.
It's the same story, though.
It really is, quite sadly. Also, Alex, I wanted to mention to you that for some reason, despite the phenomenal launch of the Making of the President 2016, how Donald Trump orchestrated a revolution, which is doing extremely well, was number one on Amazon this week in new releases, Barnes & Noble refuses to post any reviews of the book, period.
By the way, the book is available, The Making of the President 2016, discounted already 20%, $19.95, InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, all of them will be signed by Roger Stone and myself, InfoWarsStore.com. I have them in stock. It is already number one on Amazon.com. Number one on Amazon.com for political book, already in the top 20 total, but they don't care. You heard it. Barnes & Noble won't even list it, and it gets worse. We're going to come back briefly and talk about this, Roger. The Joe Rogan podcast has been delisted from YouTube, even though it has millions of views, and iTunes was trying to delist it as well because we talked about Podesta and we talked about Wiener and the child porn charges. What do you make of this censorship?
It is unbelievable. I'm just reading this here. It's extraordinary that the ongoing effort to silence us just doesn't stop. And when I read that David Brock is in conversations with the government as to which websites to block as fake news, I shake my head.
Now, Matthew, how is David Brock, when Trump's in now, still deciding that you can't see InfoWars or you can't see your book? I mean, again, because Trump's surrounded by a bunch of scum. Let's just say it. Washington's a swamp. He can't even get personnel that aren't backstabbing pieces of crap.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media.
Big Brother, mainstream media.
Want answers?
Government cover us. You want answers?
So do we.
So does he.
Yeah!
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know I'm not manly. I got a bunch of cattle, but no hat. And I'm not watching the Super Bowl right now with kickoff happening with George H.W. Bush doing the coin toss. That happening right now? We probably should put that on screen, actually. Because it's just a bunch of globalists that are hated trying to go to a popular event and force themselves on us. I'm boycotting it. You see, my country and my world's under attack by globalists.
Oh, yeah, it's happening right now. I've got to fight the New World Order. Here, let's hear this right now. Let's cover this propaganda. Here we go. No audio. Here we go. Oh, he was able to flip it. Let's see who gets it. It's the coin toss right now. Roger Stone's with us. Coverage of the live Super Bowl. Did I ever tell you guys I wanted to call the live feed today? Coverage of Super Bowl 51? Because we're doing it. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. We have audio. Let's turn it up. So who got it?
Good luck, gentlemen.
I didn't even pay attention to this stupid crap. Oh, thank you, sir, for your world government. Just these people that everybody hates.
The 41st president of the United States.
The 41st president of the United States battling Trump.
George H.W. Bush.
Battling America, selling us out to China.
Navy pilot shot.
The super satanic egomaniac, skull and bones, satanic rituals. Recovering Super Bowl propaganda, not wanting to even take their transmission. Do we even pay attention to who got the coin toss right there? I'm glad we don't even know. It's the possums versus the dirtbags. Seriously, though, we're not just saying we got censored. It was in the news that CNN, MSNBC were banned by David Brock at Media Matters, the main Soros operative. 2 weeks before Trump got into office, his president-elect, Obama passes a law, signs it, to put the CIA over media to, quote, ban fake news, Drudge Report, and InfoWars, and Breitbart. Now, Trump's so busy trying to turn the economy on, he doesn't even know that they've got advising Congress right now, Brock, on what websites to ban and shut down when he wants his chief presidential advisor's site shut down, even if it was fake news, which it's not. You don't have a right to shut it down. We're not North Korea. And now, this book, which we're selling, everybody should get it. We need funds to fund ourselves. It could be a piece of toilet paper. You should buy it for $19.95. Hell, for $30, it's a big old, thick, juicy, color photos, making of a president 2016, how Alex Jones got Trump's ear. It's all in here, and they're trying to censor it because it went to number one on Amazon political, and it usually goes to number one after that. They don't want this to be made into a movie. They want to block us. They want to ignore the fact. And again, the Joe Rogan podcast hit number one on the front page of YouTube in the trending section everybody goes to. They just blocked it. And then for a day, they blocked it on iTunes. I talked to Joe yesterday. He says it's already the biggest thing they ever had. He sees the internal numbers. They're even blocking that from the public. So again, everything we do is number one, number one, number one, number one, number one. You're told what America wants is what's number one. No, they give you the false number one. Everyone has got to go and get the making of the president 2016. You know, it's nutraceuticals and T-shirts and stuff that fund us and other sponsors. I mean, if I sell 50,000 copies of this book, the percentage I make, it's not going to fund a lot, but it'll help the operation. That's not what matters. This is a great historical book, and they're trying to censor it. Infowarsstore.com. You get the book, and then buy 10 of them. Give them to friends and family. Get aggressive in the info war. Going back to my friend Roger Stone, I wasn't going to go off on a jag about this, but we're truly being censored. Used to, if something got censored, it made it cause celeb, and I guess we kind of are, but man, we're really getting censored, and you hit my hot button. Because we were ending the segment when you pointed out, yeah, Brock is still in there, I guess going to decide, you know, who Trump has in the press corps. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, it is absolutely true that both the New York Times and the Washington Post requested copies of my new book in advance. And, of course, we supplied them, as is the normal case. They have to date written nothing. They intend to write nothing. I'm happy to say the book has gotten very widespread publicity on Breitbart News and in other leading alternative outlets, which I think that plus InfoWars has helped, generate the rise of the book in terms of the international rating. We are this close to making the New York Times bestseller list. It is entirely conceivable. We'll know within about the next couple days. So buy your book at InfoWars or any place else where the book is sold to help us.
As a political statement, But regardless, doesn't the New York Times make itself obsolete? Because they've been caught saying before, we're not going to report on conservative books that make the best list.
Yeah, I mean, their bias is manifest, and I think it is obvious, but this book, I think, has a broader appeal than just liberty-minded conservatives and Trump supporters, because I explain from a mechanical and analytical point of view how Trump managed to pull this off and how, in all honesty, Hillary and Bill Clinton were asleep at the switch.
That's right. This book shows how the establishment was delusional, is delusional, and isn't about the past. It's about the future. I finally read the whole. I read a third of it when I first got it before I left town last week. I went to L.A. to be on Joe Rogan's show. Read part of it on the plane there and then back. Amazing job. And again, will your book save the world? No, but all of our actions together will. And the system is truly panicked right now. And I want our listeners to understand something. Today I went out and shot videos down at the UT Sports Stadium about the Super Bowl. With that as a backdrop, I could hardly shoot the live feed because half the cars. You can hear it on tape, that drove by were saying, yay, Alex, we love you, Alex, Alex. Black people, white people, Hispanics, a Hispanic guy with a white girl, a black guy with a Chinese lady or whatever. All, humans of all types, we're all the same people. And it's getting to where, that's actually yesterday, but it's getting to where I can't even do these reports because so many folks come over. If the listeners simply reach out next level and keep telling neighbors, friends, family, folks about InfoWars.com and the forbidden information and your book and what we're doing, it's going to explode packs. What I'm saying is I think Trump is a manifestation of the huge awakening. What do you think, Roger?
I think you're absolutely right, Alex. I think that our opponents, our enemies, as it were, are on the wrong side of history. Donald Trump has come along at exactly right the time to break the yoke of globalism and to expose the entire mainstream media phony screed.
All right, well, listen, in closing, I'm going to let you go. We got 2 minutes left. Other big things to watch for. What's happening?
Well, you identified a very important one. Tomorrow is the faux inauguration of a man named Jovenel Moïse, who claims to be the legally elected president of Haiti. He is part of the Clinton gang that have subjugated that party, stole 80% of the earthquake aid, and now seek to install this gentleman who's been in two disputed elections. The first one was so flawed, so dirty, so stolen, they threw it out. Now, to our shock and surprise, Omarosa Magol, Omarosa of The Apprentice, now working as a Trump White House aide, recommended that the president send a delegation from the White House. This would not be an official government or State Department delegation, of course. It wouldn't connote recognition legally, but it sends all of the wrong signals. These are the people who rape the country. They are trying to install a puppet government.
No, I get it. They want his unofficial certification, and this is him only helping the Clintons as their foundation dies. Trump doesn't know about this. How do we make a big noise in 20 seconds to make sure Trump doesn't do it?
The answer, I think, is Rex Tillerson, who is the Secretary of State and whose wheelhouse this issue is in. And we're going to be reaching out to the new secretary very soon. Alex, stay tuned.
All right. Thank you, Roger. We'll talk to you more. StoneColdTruth.com. Get the book, The Making of a President 2016. It's all part of the victory. Give the gift of information. Buy the book. Give it as a gift. We'll be back from the Super Bowl live coverage straight ahead.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
These are our people.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders.
Who are they?
These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
What's crazy is that is an intro
Alex Jones show
from like a 1950s BBC production of 1984. Our enemies are not dark armies of third world people. It's globalists manipulating different human groups against each other. But that doesn't mean we can just then open the border up and bring in giant masses of people into a globalist program they mean to destroy all of us with. Milo Yiannopoulos is on the show tomorrow on the phone. I'm trying to get him on via Skype. And he's invited me out to do a live broadcast with him in Miami next week. I'd love to do it, but we'll see if I have time. I can't just jet set out if you're on Joe Rogan over here. But we are reaching a lot of people this way, so why not? I'm really sick of being called a homophobe constantly. Maybe that'll help. But actually, he's always been demonized, even though he's gay, for not wanting to ban free speech. So it's a very scary time. Now,
Owen Schroyer is a great reporter for InfoWars, and you notice usually he's very pro-police officer, very, pro-law and order. But I sent him to Houston with three of our reporters, and they've all split up, and he is really upset. He's not inside the Super Bowl. He was telling our crew that you can be like a half mile away. They're not letting you walk down the street as a reporter in Texas. And I know the police chief down there. I'm friends with him, Arde Saveda, but he just got down there. I could probably call his cell phone. I could right now. I could call the police chief right now. I might actually do that and say, what are you doing? They're not letting you talk to people on the streets of Houston?
So, Alex, there's a weird dynamic happening now. And law enforcement knows who we are. They know who I am. And we saw a little bit of it in Washington.
We're going to try to boost your mic because you don't have external mic. You've got internal mic on. I love you guys. I sent like four people there. How are you by yourself, bro?
We just get separated. If you can't get them out, all the streets are blocked. I'd have to walk 5 miles to get to the other side of the stadium. Now there's a helicopter. The Texas DPS is actually hovering right above us here. I'll try to take a shot.
Yeah, show us. Now, this is really bad audio. Can you guys boost this folks can hear it, or do I have to get out of this interview? Because I can barely hear. Does that mean the crowd can hear? All right, well, I can barely hear him. You're saying it's fine on air, so I believe it. That he is definitely above you, Owen. So the police know who you are, and you're an evil reporter. They've always been ordered to, like, stop reporters talking to people. Because what they don't want is they don't want anybody getting publicity but the big corporations, obviously. Lady Gaga and... George Herbert Walker Bush and the other New World Order people. So, I don't even care if you're on screen. Just get up next to the mic or aim the camera at the helicopter and then get up against the mic on the phone since you're hooked up wrong and tell me what they're doing to you, Owen.
All right. Is that better? Can you hear me now, Alex?
That's better. Go ahead.
Okay, so, yeah, I don't know what's going on. This helicopter just started hovering right above me. Literally just started hovering.
No, I see it. So tell us what the police are doing to you. This is very shameful.
So here's the story. So in Washington, D.C., some of the police knew who we were, and they said, hey, we got your back, let's not see any violence. And then in Austin, some of the police knew who I were, and they said, hey, Schroyer, try not to antagonize too much. But they never stopped me from actually speaking to people. Alex, I caught it on video. I'm over here talking to the protesters, and the cops made me leave. They made me leave, Alex. I couldn't believe it. And here's the thing. And the helicopter's going away now. Can you hear me better, Alex?
Yes, I can.
This is an interesting dynamic that I think we need to talk about. So, I've had run-ins with police that make you dislike police, right? We've always been against the police state, but we see how the globalists are trying to use.
Sure, they're trying to make them the enemy. They're trying to cause a clash of civilizations, a civil war, and so the average cop is not at fault for what's happening in the country.
And we recognize that. But what's happening now is, and I blame this on the protests that have gotten violent. So the protests have gotten so violent.
No, it happened to me in D.C. They'd be beating me up, and I would fight back, and the cops would come threaten me. I experienced it.
So now they're just shutting down free speech, Alex. No,
that's what it is. Bring the Muslims in. Bring the Muslims in. They shoot and bomb and stab. So all of us lose free speech, not to make them mad. The Black Lives Matter people come out and say, kill cops, everything. We go expose them, and the answer is, we're bad because we're antagonizing the dumbasses. No, we're using our free speech. It's America against the problem.
And, Alex, there wasn't any all the protesters that I've been talking to have been nice people. Nobody's out here being violent. We were just having...
So obviously then it's not a Soros group. What is this? I mean, what protest group is it?
Well, the group that I'm talking about right now was an anti-North Dakota pipeline. They're anti-pipeline.
Okay, so those are environmentalists. They got a reasonable point. Okay, I get it.
And they were talking, and we were just having a conversation, and I'm talking to this one guy...
Wow, so you finally found real protesters that'll talk to you.
And I have to give them credit, Alex. There's actually the people that I've ran into out here that are demonstrating have all been peaceful. They've all had good points. They've all been able to back them up.
And let's be clear. Normally, that's not the case.
Right. And we've documented that, hundreds of times now.
Well, I can't wait till you upload this cop. These police, what'd they say to you?
So I'm just standing here. I'm talking to these people. And the cop just comes and he just shoves me away. He says, quit talking. Quit agitating. And then I've into the whole thing. Literally, the cop is literally just pushing me away from them. I'm saying, this is my First Amendment. You're stopping my First Amendment. He goes, you're agitating. You're instigating.
No, I mean, I know what the orders were. It was probably, don't let there be a riot at the Super Bowl. Stop it at any cost. But, I mean, just because at Berkeley they beat people up doesn't mean you lose your First Amendment. I'm sorry. I'm gonna call R.D. Saveda. I should try it right now. Hold on. Keep going.
Well, and it's strange because, again, why, it's not like we were getting violent. We were just having a conversation. I'm literally just talking to this guy. I'm filming. He's talking. He's telling me why he's protesting. And I get shuffled off by the police. And I, look, dude, there's eight police on every block. There's a total police state here in Houston. I'm having to do this broadcast live. I don't want the police to be my enemy. I don't want to talk bad about the police, but they're stopping my First Amendment right.
That's hold on, I got two numbers so for R.A. Savannah. Let me see if he answers.
So now I have to sit here in front of the police and complain about how they're stopping my First Amendment right. And they all look at me like I'm the bad guy. No, you stopped my First Amendment right. And it wasn't...
Hey, hold on. Hey, police chief, how you doing?
You can hear me. I can't hear you. Just text me.
Are you inside the Super Bowl?
Can't hear you.
Can you hear me, Art? Yeah, I just called the police chief. Well, so I'm going to call him once the show's over. And I'm going to get it. He's probably inside the Super Bowl. Did you hear that?
That's crazy.
Hilarious.
That's crazy.
He should be the awesome police chief. He's a nice guy. He's really responsive, and he never did that here in Austin. In fact, the cops got better about free speech when he was here. He had some problems too, like. But in his heart, he didn't like, you know, the whole socialist. You know, he's a Cuban American, so he doesn't like communists. That's a positive thing. But I will get to the bottom of this. I'm going to call him. All right.
All right.
Whatever reason he couldn't hear me. So listen, we only have a few minutes left of the broadcast. What are there other points to make here?
We need to bring this to a head, Alex. The protesters that are protesting Donald Trump, they say they don't want a dictator. They're protesting Donald Trump because they're afraid he's going to be a dictator. They're afraid about martial law, the police state. They don't realize that their actions are going to make Donald Trump a dictator. Their actions are going to bring in the police state. It's already happening, Alex. It's already happening. And it's all because of the George Soros violent protest. He's going to get what he wants. He's going to get what
he
wants.
No, that's it. They destabilize and they have a soft civil war. Then they take all of our rights when they did it. Just like Obama floods us with unvetted Islamicists. Trump finally tries to do something because of all the terror attacks. And then they call, and then they have a judge block him and say the president doesn't have the power to do that when he clearly does.
Yeah, they say it's unconstitutional when there's literally bills that say it's well within his legal stature to make the moves that Donald Trump has done. But again, it's not even about policy to these people, Alex. You can try to talk to them. They don't know the first thing about policy. They don't.
No, I understand. Well, listen, you're doing a great job. Do some live feeds out there. Go try to talk to protesters again when the cops come and say, "Hey, I'm live on air." Say, we're calling R.A. Saveda. What are your orders? I'm not agitating. Just because you define me talking to a crowd, I wouldn't talk loud, though, as that doesn't mean that's so. Or do whatever you want, but upload that video, too. You're doing a great job. I'm out of time. I appreciate you, brother.
All right, Alex, I love you. I'll get that video up right now.
You got more feeds at InfoWars.com, PresidentPlanet.com. A lot of articles, stuff I didn't get to. There's so much there, folks. Check it. The live shows are great, but there's so much there. The big sale ends today or tomorrow. 25% off water filtration, air purifiers, the very best, InfoWarsStore.com, nutraceuticals, great products, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all and thank the crew as well. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVE starsoap.com.